Your word is formaldehyde.
Can you use it in a sentence?
As you're sitting in your basement, you hit your vape, but then your mom walks in, freaks out, and starts listing the toxic chemicals you could be inhaling into your body, like formaldehyde. Which she singles out because it's the same chemical used to preserve your Uncle Rico's funky-smelling taxidermied fox. Formaldehyde. Vaping can expose you to toxic chemicals like formaldehyde. No need to spell it out any more than that. Brought to you by The Real Cost and FDA.
Amazing deals on activewear for all the ways you move are at Nordstrom Rack stores now.
How did I not know Rack has Adidas?
Oh, I love these new Nikes.
I always score at Rack.
Stock up on new gear from the best brands in the game, starting at just $40. Great brands, great prices. That's why you Rack.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Yes, we want to spread some festive cheer here on Lunchtime Live, and our panel are with me in studio today to share their Christmas memories and favourite festive traditions. I'm joined by our own tech correspondent, Jess Kelly, presenter of The Home Show, Sinead Ryan, and Today FM's Cathal Minogue. Happy Christmas, folks.
Happy Christmas.
Hello.
You're very welcome. This is one of my favourite chats of the year. Yeah, I love talking to people about the things that they do
over
the Christmas.
I thought that you might have some cheese and wine for us, though.
Yeah, no, but I have
Christmas
to drive home.
Crackers and a mince
pie. Well, I don't.
Yeah, but we don't.
All right, yeah.
I'm on the
well,
Lewis.
Anyway, otherwise I'd have pushed for that. Are you like me? Do you, Cathal, get jobs because you're in Dublin and I presume you're heading home to tip for Christmas? Will you get jobs and things to do for everybody in the house before you come home?
They would not trust me.
Really?
No. They wouldn't trust me at all. They just think, maybe not. Maybe we'll just try ourselves.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, like what jobs are you talking like?
Well, like I was out in Ireland AM this morning. I came straight from there in here. I had an hour done before I came to work at 9 o'clock. I had things to get, like, you know, a nice cranberry sauce that I have to bring home.
Chives and dill.
Chives and dill. I went to four shops today.
No.
By the way, there's a shortage of chives and dill.
We've
I was told
heard
and
about
done.
Chives and dill. Yeah. Exactly.
I don't even know what that is.
But you're a girl, right?
Why? Go on.
No, that's why. You got an hour done. You were between going dashing from one place to another. You said, I have an hour to myself. I'm going to go in and get this.
Well, I had
that's
to.
That's why
no
you're
choice.
Trusted to bring things home and get things.
Because I do it. Cathal.
No, do you realise this?
No, I was going to say, you're going to say no offense.
Boys.
I feel
no,
offended.
That's not true. I'll jump in here now and say that they do ask boys. My poor brother was texting me at 8:30 this morning. He went into the big food shop and then texted because my mother had sent him on the mission to find the pledge polish. And Dylan said
he saved the
polish for the furniture. So Dylan saved Christmas by finding the polish that was needed for the Kelly household.
Polish in the house before.
Like, that's serious.
The best
doing.
Boy. Yeah, there you go.
Now, there's also a reason that you both of you guys might know. Like, the food shop is not a job you'd be sent on.
No.
And I know that.
No, I can't butter bread. Yeah. So like anything to do with food. But to be fair, like my mother and I would be quite similar that we started the Christmas shopping back in July.
Oh, I'd say it's done.
And we've been chipping away.
What?
And so like I'll get some wrapping to do now tomorrow when I go home. And I love that. And then I do. So Christmas Eve is a big thing in our house. So we always get like little bits of party food. So what I do with my niece now, who's inherited the madness of the Kelly women, we'll write out all the timings and preheat the oven and then make sure that we coordinate. So I can do the party food that you just chuck in the oven.
Yeah.
But if there was anything.
And an Excel sheet.
Yeah, obviously. But if there was any kind of like food poisoning possibility, I would not be involved at all.
What happens in the Ryans?
Well,
are you the boss?
In our house. Household. Well, my husband is a very good cook and I'm a good cook, but we have learnt over the years we have a contract never to be in the kitchen at the same time.
Right, know your strengths.
Absolute disaster. Yeah. So we've been divvying out jobs and who's doing what. Now, in fairness, I had to work this morning, so he dashed over with my list and did all of the food shopping, which was fantastic. I have to pick up the turkey in the morning and not forget that. So we tend to divvy it out quite well. We're both kind of calm. I don't really get stressed with the cooking side of things.
Right. How many have you for dinner?
So we have, thankfully this year, I'm full of joy because all four kids are able to come. And given that one's a nurse, one's a soldier, one lives in London, it's not a given that they're
all
around on Christmas Day. So we have them this year and we're absolutely delighted, although one of them had to bring a husband and a dog with her. But that's fine. We welcome everybody in the household. But it would be lovely. And two of them are here already. One is arriving this afternoon. The other will be on Christmas Day. Listen, it'll be fantastic.
Brilliant.
So that's seven. And honestly, I'm good with seven. Seven is just
seven's
a big Sunday lunch.
Number,
it really is.
Yeah.
And I don't mind that at all. And a turkey's a big chicken. And you know what? If it's not perfect, It gets cooked. Everybody gets something to eat. Nobody will go hungry. Yeah. I do not stress out, honestly, if something goes a bit
I'm
harshly.
Always really jealous of these people that have big families because we've a small family. Mm. And I'm always really intrigued by the logistics of what happens in people's homes over Christmas. You know, around cooking the dinner. What goes on in the Minogues?
Well, I don't cook the dinner, you'd be all surprised.
Oh, really? Really? You just show up, do you?
No, I don't. Actually, I was thinking of getting involved this year. I wanted to do a ham in a certain way.
Come on.
Yeah, I was looking at TikToks of the ham in a cooked in like boiled in cider.
Oh,
yeah.
It's lovely and then, like, in cider. I do mine in cider.
Oh, do you?
Coke is a brilliant thing to cook. Yeah. If you like it on the sweet side, use Coke.
Yeah, well, I was saying this.
Coca-Cola,
I was home.
That is.
I was saying this. I was home at the weekend. And I was saying this to my mother. But like, I don't want to say I think there's a better way to cook the ham.
No, you can't do that.
Can't do that.
You can say here's an experimental way to cook the ham.
Yeah, and but if hang on,
you don't want to ruin things either because obviously, ma'am has done it so well for the. Well, I watched a lot of videos.
Right. No, can I suggest do it for the first time on the Christmas?
So
ham?
She said, "Oh, well, look, if you want to try it, then maybe go ahead." And I was like, "Oh, she calling my bluff, or what is the story?"
I am positive, having a mom and having been a mom for a long, long time, that she will be so grateful that anybody is offered to do anything on the day that she'll be more than happy for you to take it over.
You haven't seen my cooking, so maybe, right. I don't know. But so we did come to an arrangement that I said, you know what, I'll get a ham as well and I'll cook it in the way.
Clever.
Just in case it goes really bad. And if not, the food is going to be eaten.
Yeah.
So this Christmas, Cahill will be cooking a ham.
Love it.
Actually do it tomorrow just because.
Yeah, get it done.
No, I don't want to be in the way either.
You can have some of it on Christmas Eve, which is lovely to do.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, if it goes well, like, sure, you know, we could have it every day of the week. You know what I mean? Like,
how many have you for dinner now at home?
So there'll be 1, 2, 3, 4. There'll be 7 of us.
Yeah.
The exciting thing is that my sister, who lives in Edinburgh, she'll be over with her husband, Alex, and their baby, Niamh, who is 16 months. So this is the second Christmas we'll have together.
Yeah.
But it's very, very exciting now because she's actually learning to walk.
Yeah.
So there's a few steps and all that. So, and we also have 2 dogs. So we're going to be constantly going around Christmas Day, just going like, you know, talking like this to every single person. And then we'll be in conversation with each other. And then either a dog or Niamh might come over and you say, then, you know, just get distracted and you'll talk like this again for the next little while. But it makes actually so much joy now.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's making it really special again.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's a few years there where we're all in our 20s and 30s and that magic might be lost in some ways, you know.
Yeah.
So then you're kind of like, you know, you're being a bit nostalgic. But now it's just all exciting.
Brilliant. Yeah. And I'm sure your family would be delighted to have your sister back as well. Obviously, if she's living abroad, that brings a whole different element to it, doesn't it?
Totally, I know, definitely. Yeah. Like we have...
You've that too.
Yeah, so my sister lives in the UK with her husband and her baby, who is only 7 months old. So they won't be home for Christmas, but they'll be home in January. But I have a lot of nieces and nephews in Dublin and it does just... Like, because I'm a big child, like I still get nostalgic and I miss the toys that Santa brought me when I was younger. And so now, like, my favourite thing on Christmas morning is when I talk to my nieces and nephews and they tell me all the things that Santa brought them. And like, Santa will bring me sensible things and I'm jealous that I don't get like a Polly Pocket or a Baby Born anymore. Like, I would love to play with the toys. The level of excitement when Santa brings toys to the house is... There's just something like it.
So we've moved from kind of the Christmas dinner. There seems to be zero panic. Cahill's going to give it a shot. I got ham for Ireland.
Yeah.
So
like, I'm kind of lucky in my house because my mum and particularly my sister kind of does all of that. And my job is just to do the jobs and clean. So like, I'll probably do the food. But the secret, Sinead, I've perfected this and I'm fairly confident neither of them are listening at the minute either, that the idea is that you go in, you kind of offer to do the shop, and that will buy me tomorrow about 3 to 4 hours out of the house. Because it is totally plausible to say to people, you wouldn't believe the queues and super value.
And you're just off having a coffee for yourself.
Yeah, and then I was caught talking to this one, and I met that one, and haven't seen her in years. So I could kill 4 hours tomorrow in the DOS, and it's brilliant.
There's the pressure of you not coming back with what's needed.
Yeah, I'd be too stressed to do that.
I don't want to go near a shop tomorrow.
No.
I will not walk into a shop tomorrow on Christmas Eve, except I've my turkey to pick up from my butcher, and that is it.
Mm.
Because I like it all. I'm calm in the kitchen, but only because I know 100%. Every bit of prep has been done. So everything's in the fridge. My list is there. I'll have a list about the lists I have to make.
Oh,
so that's on my
phone. I don't know if you're as calm now as you think here. With all
I'm telling you. Well, the other thing is, and here's a top tip for everybody. We don't sit down, and I know this is controversial. We don't sit down until about 6 or 7.
You're the same. So Andrea, every Christmas, Andrea sent me a picture of their fabulous, beautiful dining table that was dressed incredibly
well. That's my job. I'll set the table.
And you're very good at it.
Okay. I'm a good table setter.
But I'll be on my second nap after my dinner by the time you're sitting down for your dinner. I find that mad.
Once we had the kids were grown up, once we got past the Santa stage, we said, no, we'll eat in the evening because it just is completely stress-free. It means you can get a walk on Christmas morning. Yeah. You can maybe do the Gold Mile or something that you'd like to do. And then you have that time to cook it. And, you know, I think it's very pressurizing trying to put dinner on the table for 1 o'clock in the day, especially with a big turkey for 8 or 10 people. Yeah. It's impossible. You're up at the crack of dawn.
What time is dinner in Minogue's?
Like 4 at the latest.
Right.
I'd feel like that's late.
Yeah.
Do you know one thing I don't get about the dinner? It's people putting their photos of their dinner up on Instagram. Do you do that? Sorry,
no.
If you do.
No, I don't.
I will probably put a photograph up of the table.
I get the table.
Yeah. I'll kill another Irish set in that as well. It's unbelievable.
You're such a dosser.
Oh, yeah. Like, you find things to kill time. Yeah. It's great.
Because I do really, you know, that's one thing. You know, on Christmas Day, you're like, it could be 1 o'clock and you see people eating their dinner. You don't want to see why they're eating what's in the dinner. But then you're like, gee, how are you eating it so
early? But
dinner
always looks geek, though, as well. It never looks nice on air or online.
It's not supposed to look nice, though, is it? Like,
and there's also so much food on your own table. I'm not interested in other people's dinner tables.
No.
You know?
Well, no, I think your dinner, like, talk us through the way you dress a table, because you're a great one for the serviettes and the little yolks that go. You know, when you see things in shops that, like, go around a serviette and you think, who in the name of whatever would have that?
I have it.
The Gilligans.
Yeah, I love
talk
that.
Talk us through it.
I have a little. I'm sure we had Jen Connellan in with us here last week and showed me how to fold. Now, I even practiced over the weekend, folding the napkins into a bowl.
Oh
yeah, and then I have a little runner that goes down the table, and then candles makes things look great, and a few little ribbons, and that's the kind of thing I'm into now. I can master that, and then my key job tomorrow, I was told, I have to be in Mount Charles, which is about 35 minutes from my house, before 11 o'clock to collect fish, because we will eat fish as a starter tomorrow, and I have to go to the fish shop to get it, and I have to be there before 11, or I'm told there'll be no starter if I don't collect
fish. That's true.
My sister will make some. I don't actually know what she's ordered, but I'm told there's a bag of fish to be collected. Probably something maybe with crab or crab, something like that.
Lovely.
The Gilligans are the best. Like, Andrea's sister, your sister is, I think she should be a professional chef. She is just, and everything is always presented beautifully, and she's very creative. She'll see stuff on TikTok and then make it, not just talk about making it. Do you know what I mean? Like, she is incredible.
Got a sneaky recipe off Garth Muller.
I feel like you're pointing that towards me, who's talking about making.
You're doing the backup, Pam.
Did you tell me what time's dinner in Kelly's?
So we normally between 3 and 4. We see again.
It's good time, yeah. I'd like it earlier, though, to be honest. I would like that 4 o'clock. Yeah.
It's too late.
Well, we enjoy it because it just means that kind of you have that whole day to relax, and some of the kids have to go places and visit other people. And, you know, it just means that you're not kind of setting the alarm for 7 o'clock so you can put a turkey in the oven. It works for us, but I know there's lots and lots of families where it doesn't. And actually, if there were small kids around, definitely not. That's just not going to happen.
I still am so excited to see. And we line up outside we're all adults now, and we still line up outside the sitting room door, and Dad will take a picture of us with Santa hats on, and then we go in and we see what Santa leaves, and Santa has still, he's like, we've lived in, that's our family home, we've never lived anywhere else. Santa still leaves the presents for everyone in the same spot as he did when we were kids. So I know that by the fireplace is where my presents are.
Did you ever steal anything from a different pile?
Oh, no, I wouldn't be like that now.
What? You're speaking she for a friend there, Andrea.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
have you?
No, there was the big age gap in myself. Not a big age gap, but a specific question.
Well,
I don't know. I just thought she might.
Who does that?
I wouldn't expect that of Jessica. No, anyway, my panel are going to stay with me. We're talking about your best and worst Christmas presents and how to settle those family feuds.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Life can throw a lot your way in the morning. You might be battling drop-off times, while your kids are battling imaginary monsters, or their shoelaces. But no matter what life brings, Life cereal puts a smile on everyone's face. With 24 grams of whole grains and unexpected sweetness in every serving, it's sure to please even the pickiest eaters. Help start your mornings with Life cereal.
I really love my life.
Next. Yes, from Christmas memories to traditions, our festive panel are still with me in studio. Our own tech correspondent, Jess Kelly, Today FM's Cathal Minogue, and the presenter of The Home Show here in News Talk, Sinead Ryan. Cathal, the best Christmas present you ever got?
Oh, I think Jess Kelly will like this one. Back in like 2008, Samsung, my first phone ever.
Oh, brilliant.
It was like a Samsung flip-up phone.
Nice.
Infrared. Couldn't tell you the name of it. But I just remember it was infrared. Was it, would it have been Bluetooth on it? I'm not 100% sure.
Possibly, but there, you wouldn't have had anything to connect it to, basically, and except another phone. Like, it was very, that was early doors kind of
yeah,
in that time.
What age were you? I was about 11.
That was young, I think.
Yeah.
That's a whole other debate. We're not going to get
that.
Yeah, it was. I was probably, yeah, I'd say they kind of just, there's not much you could have done with it. You
what
know, it's like, you know,
they
now, like, you can go onto the internet with phones, yeah. So it's a bit more. I was like, I was out all the time, you know, hanging out with the kids.
But you could ring home.
Yeah, I could ring home.
Collect me.
And I could definitely swap songs.
Yeah.
With other people on it. That's what I can remember.
What colour was it?
Silver.
Oh, yeah.
Black then, kind of.
I think I have one of them under my desk. I have all the old phones that I've ever had under the desk, genuinely. So, yeah, there's nothing like getting your first phone. Because I remember I got mine when I was a good bit younger, but you had no one to call.
No.
And I also got a phone that didn't have Snake on it. So, like, people my age, like when we were in school, you wanted the phone to play Snake on it. And then I got a Motorola phone. That didn't have Snake.
Yeah, I had a 5110.
So I had no one to call. No Snake. And I was just like, you know.
What's the point? I'm laughing at this conversation.
Go on. My God. I got my first mobile phone at the age of 32 because that's when they came in.
Yeah. What's your favourite present you ever got?
Lots of it. When I was very small, I had harboured notions that I wanted to be a teacher more than anything. And I'm glad that didn't work out for all the pupils that I could have damaged. But I got for, I think I must have been about a 7 or 8. I can't remember what age I was, but I got a freestanding blackboard on an easel.
Oh,
I thought it was the best present I'd ever got.
It's a
triangular stand and coloured chalk.
Love that.
And it was amazing. So all my dolls and teddies got instructed in all sorts of things for months and years afterwards. I absolutely loved it. Best present ever.
Yours, Jess? Jealous.
Mine is, and mine is a special one because it's something that my granddad Tony worked with Santa to build for me.
Oh my goodness.
So granddad Tony was a very skilled man. So he got the opportunity to go to the North Pole for a week and work with Santa to build Jessica's shop.
Oh, look at this.
Oh my God. Oh,
lad, I've just posted a picture of it on my Instagram.
I was going to guess like toy computer or something like that.
Jessica had a shop.
That's incredible.
Shop.
Oh, the little cash register and everything.
Jessica's shop on it.
Oh my God.
So the two of them made it and Santa brought it. And I remember like standing in the shop, as you can see in the picture. And again, I posted it online and I'd take all the tins of roses. And I charge people to have a rose. Like I would,
weren't you?
Absolutely. I had my little tail. And I was selling the sweets back to the people who'd bought the sweets.
I love it.
But I absolutely loved it. And that's one thing that if I could go back and take anything back, I would love to have that again. It was just the most gorgeous. That and then my baby born. I got baby born with the tricycle buggy, the three-wheeler buggy.
Okay.
Thought I was the bee's knees and the spider's ankles.
I got one year. This is a very bizarre present. And I'd say like, Santa could be cancelled over this. I got one year, it was effectively kind of like your shop, right? But it was a little McDonald's.
Oh, so,
the door, had like a little window. I have to find a photograph of this. There was like a little window that opened as if it was a drive-through. So basically,
aunt who brought that home from America. So you couldn't get those here.
Yeah, I was selling fish, like, you know, selling the burgers and the chips. And it had a little sizzle. The chips used to sizzle in the thing. So like, I can imagine World Health Organization would be mental about me promoting this now. But obviously a different time. But this was I absolutely adored. And I had a little hat. It was the cutest thing. David has got in touch to tell me the best present he ever got was a Joy Jumbo Jet that moved across the floor. with flashing lights and automatic doors.
Nice.
Wow. Fashion Wheel. Yeah, I remember this game.
I remember Fashion Wheel.
My all-time favourite presents. I had visions of becoming a fashion designer, says this listener. Another texter tells me the worst present they got was a handmade leather bag, a grey leather one, like a suitcase with an across-the-chest strap. I'm still traumatised by it, says Gabrielle, who's currently en route to Cavan. What was your worst present?
I'm happy. So I was saying this recently, like, you know the way people say, oh, you can't be giving him socks or you can't be giving him the Lynx sets. I actually say, I want those things. I'm happy to receive that.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. Like, I'd love now if someone on Christmas morning is going to hand me a pair of white socks. And I don't mind if they're not, like, you know, the fancy sports socks. I'll take that. And I want a Lynx Africa set.
Oh, right. You're a cheap date. So, that's very good.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. So I couldn't really think of like any...
Your worst present?
I was like struggling. But also, I'm like, you know, I'm just like, what else?
You're reasonably
like, I'll just take them. I'm not expecting a whole lot. Might say more about me. Maybe I'm just, my expectations aren't high enough.
Sinead, what was your worst ever present?
That's a lovely way to buy for somebody like that who doesn't care what they get. I'm never really fussy about Christmas presents. I'm one of those people who loves to put an awful lot of thought into what I'm going to give. And actually, whatever I get is fine. You know, and I've always said to my kids and anybody else, a candle, a book, something smelly. I'm good with anything. But I do remember many, many years ago, my first husband and I, we'd just bought a house. We had literally no money. And when I say we'd no money, I mean like pence behind the sofa. Really down to that. And I asked him to buy me a tracksuit and he did.
Oh.
You did. You weren't happy. Now, so, I can tell now.
Do you know, did I want a kind of something flashy on credit? No, I didn't. No. But I wanted the message perhaps to be a tracksuit. I'm not getting you a tracksuit. I'll get you something else.
I'll get you exactly what you want.
I got what I wanted.
That's just dangerous game.
That's my fault though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know, I don't normally care.
Yeah, no, I don't normally care. But the worst was somebody who's not in my immediate circle gave me a pair of pyjamas that were a size 6. Now, I haven't been, I was 10 pounds 8 ounces when I was born. So you can imagine, like, I've never once been a size 6. And they were clearly just re-gifted or on the discount line. And I opened them going, is this for a Barbie? Like, well, what am I supposed to do with these? Like, I genuinely just wouldn't touch
them. Well, a thought for Per Louise has got in touch to say, I once got a bag of pasta 1 year and gift wrapped. At
what
that.
But it's fancy pasta, though. If it's fancy pasta.
Yeah. No. There's even at that,
well,
there's no excuse.
You can go down to Avoca or Lots and get a big bag of that gorgeous Tricolore pasta.
The Notions pasta.
I used to get that.
Yeah. Have you your shopping done?
Oh, yeah. Everything's done now. Everything's been done. I'm a bit like Jess now. Get it done early. So, you know, after the summer sales, any time from then on is a good time to shop
for
Christmas.
People like you blow my mind.
But listen, do you know what it is? It's because I am such a control freak. And I know I'm the only one who can say that about me, but I am. And if it's there, if it's done, I'm done. And I don't have to worry about it. So, yeah, all done.
Are you sorted?
So, actually, I don't know. But Jess Kelly, maybe you're the perfect person to talk to about this. So only about last week, I found out about digital photo frames.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I was wondering what to get a certain someone in my life. Okay.
Yes.
And I was recommended get the digital photo frames. So I was like, okay, I'll pick one of those up. Never heard of them before. And then I waited a bit too late to order one. Right. But I ordered one like middle of last week. Can't find it anywhere. Oh, no, sorry. I ordered one last week, but it said it's not going to arrive into the shop until the 26th of December.
No.
So I said, you know what I'll do? I'll go into a couple of stores.
Yeah.
Went into the, name any store that might sell these in Ireland. I was even down in Cork at the weekend. Went into 3 stores down there, all out.
Bizarre, what are they?
Have you ever heard of these?
They're fantastic.
They are a gorgeous gift. So it looks like a traditional photo frame.
It's lovely for a grandparent.
Exactly. But there's a screen on it and you can pair it to your phone, put a memory card in it, and then you can select photographs to go on it.
Oh, okay.
So it's a gorgeous idea. Did you look in the camera shop around the corner?
Yes,
and
twice.
And you can put hundreds in it.
Because he said, come back, they might have some.
Yeah.
And then I went back in yesterday and they don't.
No, I'm getting one for my mum. She's not listening.
You didn't
need to say. I start closer into the microphone to whisper.
But they are a fabulous idea because they're ever changing.
Yeah.
And, you know, because people collect so many photographs, and I know older people in particular, and me, I like them out rather than on the phone. Nobody's going to sit down and scroll through their albums. But the digital frame allows every hour or half hour, whenever, the picture changes into something else.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
a lovely idea. And added to that, it's also a lovely idea, I think, to so many places now, like Harvey Norman's and places like that, you can go in and transfer photographs to make a calendar, to make
other lovely them all the time. Yeah.
Really,
so
really nice.
Is this you telling us at 5 to 2 that you haven't the presents sorted?
Yeah. Like,
Cahill, come on now.
No, I cannot explain now. You think I'm messing up. I have gone in to the world of shops.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there needs to be a documentary made on the popularity of these things and how I had never heard of them. And I wish now I'd never heard of them because it's so annoying. And I'm always checking the different sites to see if they're coming back
inside. Well, if there's any company in the D2 region that has these digital things.
No, come here. I was ringing shops in Newbridge, in Naas, and I rang one in Mullingar. I was like, I'll travel to get this because now it's just annoying me that I can't get it.
So, have you a backup plan?
No. I can't think about two things at the one time.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm solely focused on getting this.
Well, if anybody has them, do let us know.
But they will get it.
087-1400-106.
After Christmas.
I don't need to ask if your present's sorted.
Everything's done. I have two more gifts to wrap.
Of course, it's double wrapped. Yeah.
I have two more to wrap and I'm so excited to wrap them. And I'm literally buzzing.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for Christmas this year.
There's no judgment, Cahill, for me because usually I'm starting my shopping today and I've often been known to be buying vouchers at like midnight on Christmas Eve online. And for once, I have the smug feeling of being able to tell people that I'm all sorted.
It's a nice feeling, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you like, never again will I do what I did before.
Yeah, but I've been doing it for 39 years. So why stop the habit of a lifetime? But it was just sort of accidental. I ended up on Friday evening and I was all done. Dan has got in touch. Yeah, digital photo frame. Greatest gift I ever got. That's of no use to you.
No, absolutely. I don't need to hear how good these things are. I've after realizing that.
He's
I need to
well
find
aware.
Where in the world can I get one?
If you're selling digital photo frames, if you're somewhere between Dublin and where are you, Thurles?
Do you know what?
Cashel?
No, Cashel, but I'll travel even further down south if I have to.
Let us know here. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. That's Today FM's Cahill Minogue, our own tech correspondent, Jess Kelly, who is going to keep you company tomorrow afternoon from midday. Thanks a million for that because you are facilitating me getting home to Donegal.
You
this
can drive
afternoon.
Home and keep everyone company.
I owe you a glass of something at some point for that. And our own too, Sinead Ryan, presenter of The Home Show. Thanks a million. That is all we've time for and from me for 2024. As I said, Jess is going to be with you tomorrow. A huge, huge thank you to the team for everything over the past 12 months. Michael Quilligan on sound. Producers Heather Blackburn, Andy King. Research by Ross Leahy and Rory Galvin. The editor is Mark Simpson. That's all we've time for. Thanks a million for sharing your stories, all your experiences, getting in touch with us as well throughout the year. It's been a pleasure. It's great to keep you company every day from 12 to 2 and I look forward to doing it in the new year. So until then, happy Christmas, happy new year, and we'll chat to you in January.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Life can throw a lot your way in the morning. You might be battling drop-off times, while your kids are battling imaginary monsters or their shoelaces. But no matter what life brings, Life cereal puts a smile on everyone's face. With 24 grams of whole grains and unexpected sweetness in every serving, it's sure to please even the pickiest eaters. Help start your mornings with Life cereal.
I really love my life.